sickness something something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Boy, I tell you what, that Silence the Voice got a nice year out of their theme song for us. And here we're sitting 1 month away from another one doing it. Start talking about that Pladio. Good, sweet Jesus, man.
A few weeks before we open submissions.
We're not that far away.
No.
Good Lord.
I'm excited.
Loads excited. And we'll have another theme song for next year, but there it is. Pladio's right around the corner. Local bands, start getting it together. Get your submissions ready to be this year's winner, and then you get silent, like Silence the Voice. I got a bunch of people who are like, oh, I like that Silence the Voice. I'm looking for them. I don't know if they're even still around, hopefully, but they've got their name mentioned every morning on the show, so with a cool little theme song they've got. What are the five or six theme songs? Five next year?
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right, then. Got a whole bunch of them. And somebody did point out that Eric was talking about how he went to a steakhouse in a Cubs hat, which not really a steakhouse more than it is a, what do they call those, mobile food trucks. It's not a steakhouse if you're in a
Sizzler.
If you're in a ball cap. Yeah, it's a Sizzler. Brady's right. And it's a whispered Sizzler, too. It's the highfalutin Sizzler.
You know, it was like a midday thing, like 3, 4 o'clock. I felt like a baseball hat was okay. I was sitting outside.
No.
Steak and Stone.
Come on. It's just a steak facility.
It isn't,
like a good steak place. You walk in a hat. I'm like, please, sir.
Take that off.
Get that off immediately. You look like an idiot.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But no, this isn't one of those.
It's a low-end steak.
This isn't one of those.
But it's like the Outback Steakhouse where I saw two buttholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you see a butthole in a steak, and I've seen two in one. I've never seen two buttholes anywhere else in my life. Even during sexual activities, and I've never seen two buttholes at once, but I did at the Outback Steakhouse on the patio, for God's sakes. One grown butthole, one child butthole, please. That'll be $14.99. Yeah.
Sometimes you want a steak, and you don't want to go to the super fancy place. You know, you just want to get a steak. What's wrong with that?
Usually what's wrong with that is the steak you get.
That's true.
Usually when you're like, I don't want a good steak.
We're trying to.
That's the only risk.
Crappy
that's the only
steak.
Risk you're
taking. That's what I want.
It's above Outback, but below everything else. I don't know.
Oh, it's below everything. Yeah.
Steak's one of those. You're one to talk. You go into the fancy joints all looking like.
No, I don't.
With a t-shirt and shorts
never,
on.
Never going to a steakhouse.
What are you talking
like
about?
Nope.
In Vegas, you do all.
Vegas is a little different, and I don't go to restaurants dressed like that. No, I'll wander around a casino and people leave me alone and I'll just put a t-shirt and shorts on. But I'm not going into the restaurants dressed like that. No way.
Real?
So nice, yeah, nice restaurant. You
like,
dress nice.
In the Aria, when like those upstairs places?
Oh, yeah. No, I dress for that. You got to be dressed for that. Yeah,
I always bring a short sleeve suit with me when I go to Vegas.
Yeah. I don't wear suits, but I wear like, you know, collared shirt. I don't ever go into those places in t-shirts and hats.
You can have a collared shirt with a hat on.
Yeah, if you're a hillbilly. I don't do that. I've seen them in there. Mike Hillbilly. Hillbilly. Rube.
That's fine.
Don't get mad at me. Just wearing hats in steakhouses.
I'm going to do it today. Just spite you.
Go ahead. And you'll be standing outside the steakhouse going, what do you mean I can't wear a hat?
Hey, valet, stand outside, sir.
Yeah. It's Stick and Stone they let you do it. Well, why don't you go there and Sticks and Stones then?
Sticks and
they'll take your kind. Sticks and Stones likes people like you. Oh, what? They're closed because of poor food? Oh, imagine that.
Enjoy your Sticks and Stones.
Imagine that, Dave. Shut down. Imagine that. Well, when you aim at a clientele like such. all the city's abuzz about this thing that when, I don't know, maybe it's me, but you start shooting a gun at an illegal party and you get shot. It's pretty much an end of discussion. How is this a debate in anybody's world? We've got this big, well, the police, did they act fairly? Yeah, they acted right. The guy was shooting a gun at people. And then he got shot.
Yeah,
he was,
kill that guy.
Yeah, you kill that guy immediately. He's 17 years old. I'm like, I don't care if he's four. You put him down.
He's a dumbass.
He's got a gun and he's firing it into a crowd. Yeah, that guy dies. What's the debate here? Are we this politically correct? A man shooting a gun, but he was 17. They should have used better. No, you shoot him. I will shoot a child shooting a gun at me every time without question. And then probably look at everybody like pats on the back. Everybody want to give me some pats on the back? It's time we stopped the
well, I think it's, you know,
nonsense.
it's coming off the heels of the other stories.
I don't
like
care, but it's not.
And it has nothing to do with it.
Come off the heels of anything.
Yeah.
The details of this story were the cops saw a guy shooting a gun at someone, and he shot that person. You don't have time to ask for ID or, you know, high school identification. You shoot the dude shooting a gun. Period. How is this a thing?
Yeah. What about his, where did the bullets end up? You know?
Don't
and,
care.
And fortunately for that person that was shooting the gun.
Yeah.
Didn't take anyone else out.
I'll go one step further. Aiming a gun into a crowd, you're going to get shot.
Yep. Risky.
You start screwing around with a gun in a crowd, you run the risk of taking one in the back. And they're like, well, they shot him in the back. I'm like, what is this, the Old West? We have to face your man and see the whites of his. No, good Lord.
I had a stupid roommate that would clear out parties with a gun.
And
get out.
Yeah, all right, well.
He's still alive?
Crazy son of a bitch.
And if, fact, a police officer saw a man wielding a gun screaming, get out, everybody! He's probably going to catch a bullet. If he doesn't, you know, the cops will go put that down. If he doesn't, then... But this dude was shooting a gun. I don't care how old he is or if his parents are sad or what color he was. You shoot... And this is where I'm a real equal opportunist here. A white, black, brown, I don't care what you are. You're going to die that day. Because you're an idiot firing a gun into a crowd. But there's some sort of desire to have a debate about this. I don't know if it's media-driven or if we're that lost in everything. It just seems so stupid. I, for one, will say this. I'm glad that guy got shot. How about that? Take that. I'll take that side of the entire argument. I'm glad he was shot because it seems like they finished him off before he could hurt anybody. That's what they do. Protect and serve. Thank you, boys and girls in blue. Because I wouldn't want to get that call. We've got an active shooter situation going on at an illegal party in a warehouse. If I'm a cop, I'm like, oh, great. Well, anybody shooting a gun's getting shot by me. I'm not taking any chances. I'm not no time for questions. It's craziness. But I'm watching the news last night. And they're like, well, did they respond properly? I'm like, is the guy who was shooting the gun dead? No. Yeah.
Proper.
Then proper response was, everything about this is right. The very next story was Pharrell talking about how he wouldn't ever write blurred lines again because it's too toxic. Masculinity is...
Does that mean I can't dance to it in the club anymore?
Am I a toxic man for liking blurred lines? Even though all the money went to Marvin Gaye because they stole it in the first place.
That video.
The
Maybe
video.
He makes money off the video.
I didn't see Pharrell...
He's got to be talking about the video more than the song.
No, the song's pretty dirty.
The
song says exactly what the video does.
Robin Thicke's got a great big dick. Yeah. It's but the video itself introduced us to that glorious body of Radish Chachowski. And I didn't see Pharrell like frowning through that video going, this is masculine. I'm feeling very, very
No, mean. He was riding that wave pretty good.
He seemed to enjoy it quite a bit. And retroactively, you can't look back at like that stuff and say, well, I shouldn't have done that. You can have like partners sexually that you're like, man, that was probably a mistake.
Well, you could change your mind down the road.
Can you?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Emily Ratajkowski did
fine.
Very well from that. That toxic masculinity gave her an entire career.
Yeah, she's just fine.
Jesus Christmas.
There's plenty of people right now that are regretting, you know, doing blackface in college.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that.
I mean, you can regret it.
But is this on point with blackface?
Saying this is an example. Like,
I
wonder if he's saying that, you know, and the fact that it wasn't a 100% original song.
Well, no, they stole it. That's what they should regret. Yeah. I stole a song.
I can understand that.
Looking at this picture of Emily Ratajkowski walking her dog, is it bad that I want to toxically masturbate all over the place because of that photo? She's amazing. And these are videos.
That's a nice shirt she's got.
That is a great pet. She's good. She makes man.
She's all right.
She makes man thoughts.
She's all right.
She makes me do man things. You think she's...
And she likes dogs, John.
Yeah, she's a dog lover. You
know, which is very nice.
Yeah, would dress as a dog and walk on all fours.
It's extremely toxic in here right now.
Yeah, right now I'm feeling that you gentlemen are making this room uncomfortably toxic with your boners and your eyeballs and your...
But that's up to Pharrell. Like,
I know,
he has regrets about something.
Keep it internal.
He's allowed.
Don't go.
We can giggle about it.
I know, but don't go out and start telling everybody.
It's hard to buy into.
Yeah, don't tell everybody what a male feminist you are all of the sudden after you pull that card. Keep that to yourself. And just if somebody asks you, go, you know what? I look back at that and think maybe I was a little bit, it was a little overboard, but what are you going to do? It's done. And don't come out like you're a hero to all women He must be trying to apologize to his wife or something, his girlfriend. Yeah, something's going on.
There's plenty of hypocrites out there.
And I don't even see it as hypocritical. It's just stupid. Like
It is if you're still, you know.
Well, if he's lying about it.
Just everything that moves.
Right. If he's trying to get something out of it sexually, then it's, but, well, I would have never done that again because it just puts women in such a. Look, stop it.
Is that his only toxic masculinity song that he's worked on?
I don't know. I like how you say that, though. It's a slip and slide of letters.
Toxic masculinity.
Emily Ryder Jacowski, toxic masculinity.
Luckily, we're doing the story now and not the Brady.
Oh, my God. Imagine if we did this in the entertainment.
Today on
Toxic Masculinity.
10 o'clock. We give Brady Emily Ratajkowski and Toxic Masculinity and watch him dance.
Let's like try
a
it.
Chicken on a hot plate.
It's hot. The hardest story I've ever read in my life is about to happen. Are you tired of Toxic Masculinity and Emily Ratajkowski? Me too.
What'd he say? But yeah, I don't want to hear from people who come out and all of a sudden are warriors for it. And then, you know, come on. It was toxic masculinity. What is that? Being a man is toxic now. That's what they're saying. Having thoughts like a traditional man is now toxic to the environment. It ain't going away. You're going to make it more toxic because guess where we're going to start doing it? Privately and quietly in like little weird spots. Which makes it really strange. Well, I'm not allowed to think or say weird stuff, but I'm feeling them. And that makes it, and they're going to make people feel bad about their natural feelings. It's what religion did for everybody when they made your natural thoughts all sinny and stuff. I'm going to watch that Blurred Lines video and possibly whack it to the unedited version to counter Pharrell's nonsense.
Pharrell also produced Britney Spears' I'm a Slave for You.
All right. Enough
and
Jay-Z's, of this.
Idiot. I Just Want to Love You, Give It to Me.
Enough. Enough of you, Pharrell. You built a career on it. You know, I watched the movie.
Stand on it.
I watched the movie yesterday, that Beatles movie, the Bonk on the Head. Classic Bonk on the Head movie, which I kept saying throughout the thing. Oh, this is one of them classic Bonk on the Head movies where he gets bonked on the head and then the Beatles disappear from society. And,
he's the only one that remembers.
He's the only one that remembers the Beatles, and he starts doing their songs, and he's looking around like, holy cow. This is, aside from being a kind of cliched movie, at the end of it, he goes, I'm not going to take any more money for this. I feel really guilty for this isn't my work. And for some reason, I've been given the gift of knowing these songs, that they're not my work, so I won't take any more money, and it's free to you guys. I'll record them all. It's free to you guys. And if Pharrell wanted to do that, then maybe I'd have a little more respect for it. If he came out and said, all my songs are based on toxic masculinity and I'm against that now, so I won't collect another penny. In fact, I'll give some back to women's rights groups or abuse shelters or something like that. But don't come out and act like you're a Superman feminist because, A, that's not real. That's just a dude trying to get laid. Ladies, I don't know if you knew that, but a guy who's saying he's a feminist is just trying to bang you. And that's the least feminist he can possibly be.
One of his first hits was also Nelly's Hot in Here.
Yeah.
Let's take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot, I'm going to take my clothes off. How does his buddy Robin Thicke feel about this?
Well, he's still writing checks back to the Gay family, Marvin Gaye's family.
Well, that's why he's on The Masked Singer, Brady. Gotta make
Marvin,
that money.
I'm so sorry about what I've done to your family. Son Mike.
Yeah, now he's a judge on The Masked Singer. Because he just watches people.
I need a check.
Yeah, I need to write more money to the Marvin Gaye Foundation. Yeah, so I don't want to hear it. If you're a man feminist, is just a guy trying to get laid, which is the least feminist you can be, period. We've all said some pretty stupid stuff to a lady just to seem like we're agreeing with her to try to get laid. And if a woman if Emily Ratajkowski sat on the couch next to you in that crop top shirt and her big Rottweiler and her tight jeans and said, I'm just into women's rights and all I want to do, I'll be like, I am so with you right now. I am. Me too. Do you want to go see the WNBA game? I would go to a WNBA game with Emily Ratajkowski. And I would act like I loved it.
Found an instance.
I would love it.
So
I would,
John,
love it.
Would you go to the... I don't, can't even...
She didn't have an accent.
Yeah.
Neither do you. That's enough. Brady, try
Johnny.
To say...
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Hi, your Emily. Emailer's going to... Yeah, oh, try him in a minute.
The lady that hates you for trying to
Paula.
Do impressions.
Sorry, Paula.
Well, she's, sure, in this sure case, in this case, we're all Paula.
Yeah.
I want to hold up signs that say we're all Paula right now. If Paula is hot and a feminist and hates Toledo, guess what I'm going to do? And even I don't even care. If like a really smoking hot girl came in and said, I just hate Brady, I'd be like, I'm tired of him too. He drives me
Let's go
nuts.
Do something.
Let's go get out of here, away from him, right?
Those are the moves. Yeah, relate.
That's all you do. You try to find common ground and you run with it. There's so many. And you realize, oh, there's no relationship here. She likes the WNBA too much. I just have to fake it to get in there. That's not being a feminist. I saw a dude with a fresh, I love my wife sticker on the back of his Jeep the other day. And I mean fresh, brand new.
Still gleaming?
Squeaky white. In the driveway. Next to it, a car that said Bennifer on the license plate.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, he's done. He doesn't want to lose his money. Whatever it takes.
I want a license plate on my car that says Ben and Jennifer, Bennifer. And an I love my wife sticker on your Jeep, which is toxic masculinity.
That's got to be the last step, because he probably first tried the puking on Facebook or Instagram about
Maybe.
How much.
I would like to know.
Love that person.
I would like to know. Now I want to know that guy's Facebook. Years. I got to find him, knock on his door, and go, what's your Facebook? I got to see.
We all know a guy or two that would probably do
you
that.
You know, my wife and I have been so close for so long. She's the only one who's understood me. And through all the trials and tribulations of love, she continues to be there. Oh, man, what did you do? Nothing. Why? Well, this is not something a man does. Not a normal one.
That's going to be the call. That's going to be the code. Dude, I got to go buy a bumper sticker. Oh.
I got bumper sticker problems.
What'd you do?
I got bumper sticker. Oh, man.
No worries. I got a couple extra.
Where do you get I love my wife stickers? Is it
I thought it was a church thing.
All online? Is it?
Yeah, I would guess the... maybe a Christian bookstore or something.
Thing?
Or,
yeah.
You know what
it
you
originally
never,
came from that.
Never keepers. See I love my husband stickers. I've never seen one of those.
Because, they...
Yeah, it says Promise Keeper.
The Facebook and Insta posts.
That's
the,
a lady the, thing?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though.
Talk about their knight in shining
guys,
armor.
Guys with the I love my wife sticker aren't allowed to just... they have to be... That's their scarlet letter. Like, they get that strapped to something they're attached to every day. A woman, I love my husband sticker doesn't occur.
What is Promise Keepers exactly?
It was a big Christian movement. The guy, the former
Bill
coach
McCartney,
of the,
right?
I'll handle this.
University of Colorado.
It's a group of dudes who are afraid to get divorced, don't want to lose their money, and they've done something terrible.
Rich old white guys.
And the rich old white guys go in and spend $185 to have a football coach go, you guys need to put stickers on your car, get back on the ball, you want to lose your half.
And it was going really well until Bill McCartney said, I'm sorry.
Been cheating
I
on my wife.
My wife.
Well, that's all. Did he do that?
Yeah, he's banging on the side.
God.
The whole thing was based on dudes who'd screwed up.
I think he was, started it and was out of it, but then that happened.
The whole thing was based on dudes who'd blown it and had no answers, but didn't know what to do at that point.
It's a scam.
Yeah. It's
cover.
Completely just what Pharrell's doing.
Yeah.
Whoever the girl is on the other side is like, I just think your songs are a bit toxic to my feminism. If I went on television and apologized for that.
Oh, my God. That would go so far.
Hi, everybody. It's Pharrell out of nowhere. And I just wanted to say that if I had to do Blurred Lines over again, I wouldn't.
It's like when Kobe bought his wife
that giant ring. Is this because you raped a 17-year-old girl, you huge hog? No, it's just because I love her. Mm-hmm.
Wow,
that's exactly what we were thinking out here.
I knew she always loved pink diamonds.
Yeah, I got her a 40-carat pink diamond that I dug up myself in a field in Africa. I killed 17 people to get it out, stuffed it in my ass, and flew back with it and gave it to her as a ring. Is it because you love her? That's the only reason why. Of course it is.
John, my friend is committed. He went even further than the bumper sticker. He's got the personalized plate, I love my wife.
What did he do?
Yeah.
He did something. He's now, if he's like he's never cheated or he's murdered someone, then he's got guilt you can't imagine.
As a guy, you have to ride your friend on that one.
You have to.
And it's like that's guy code. You have to take him down.
You have to. Remember my friend Jeff Bowers, who had hit his car. License plate, his wife made him get Mrs. Bowers on his car.
No
and
way.
And he did it?
Oh, yeah.
He
seriously?
Did it.
Why do I not remember this?
His license plate said Mrs. BWRS.
Isn't that funny?
Or BWS or whatever it
Isn't
was.
Isn't that funny? No, it's not funny.
No, that's what he's...
Go chop your D off.
That's what I said. I'm like, what's that?
Well, it's kind of her car, too.
Bowers? And I looked at her car, and hers said, like,
Mr.
Christine
Bowers?
Or something.
Her
I'm like,
own
they're
Miata.
Both hers.
They're both hers.
You can't drive either one of them.
I don't care.
You do, too. Have some pride.
Yep, whatever makes her happy. Happy wife, happy.
Get out. I can't be around somebody
You're
this bad.
Scared.
This is terrifying. I want her to be happy, too, but there's lines, man. Good Christ. Great gravy. But I got to hand it to Pharrell. I just want to see the piece that...
I think he's making a play for Emily.
You think? Well, I don't think Emily's too upset about the video.
I think he's got her number, Brady. I think he's had it for a while.
I think maybe he could have called Emily and said, I just think we did a disservice to women's rights.
I just want to spend more time with you.
I've been looking at your videos on Instagram, and I think you're feminine. Really feminine. And I want to be a feminist.
Oh, go public with it.
Anything you say. I just want to see the girl that got Pharrell to do this, because he's got a pretty good stash of ladies that he can go to. This one has to be extra special for him to denounce his past.
Well, I remember he did it a couple of years ago when he was on with Ellen.
Well, and God, of course.
Crazy.
Play to the audience.
Yep.
And then the other thing that happened while we were on vacation is Ellen and George W. Bush can't be friends, which is just nuts as well. I don't even know if they were friends or they just ended up in the same place and were nice to each other. I think people expected Ellen to fight George W. Bush. Yeah. I think that's what they thought should have happened.
She had a nice message about it.
She was wonderful and got destroyed by a couple people for her nice message. Like Mark Ruffalo went off on a until he apologizes to every family that he's
killing
destroyed
troops.
And killing all these troops, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. There's no time for
president.
Kindness, and I'm like. Can't Ellen just enjoy a football game and sit next to the guy? I don't know who I'm sitting next to. Good. In this day and age, I could sit next to somebody who's a big Hitler supporter, and he's not just fantastic, right? And get caught with this smile on my face talking to the leader of the Klan. I don't know who I'm talking to. You look at John Holmberg supports the Klan by sharing nachos with him. I'm like, he told me. What am I supposed to do? These were my seats. It's kind of assigned. I wanted to see the game more than I wanted to talk politics with. George Bush quit everything, too. Now he just does watercolors. I don't think he ever wanted to be president in the first place. So I don't, what's going to happen if Ellen attacks George Bush in that booth? I mean, other than awesome internet stuff.
Yeah. But I've seen the guy a few times over the past few years. I like the guy.
The Hulk just is too angry.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo's he's got to settle.
He's too fired up.
You can't get that mad.
He's the liberal Sean Hannity.
Oh, he's lost his mind.
Oh, my God.
He gets upset about it.
You're right.
Yeah. If you see Ellen with somebody politically opposite, and you can't, he's literally the Facebook Hulk. It makes him so mad.
Yeah, he is.
Ellen is with George W. Bush. So many dead Iraqis hate them. They don't even know who Ellen is. I don't think the dead Iraqi families are like, I can't believe Ellen has gone against us.
If Ellen yells at him, you're not bringing back the dead Iraqis or our troops
right.
that died over there.
Right.
No friend smash.
And also it makes Ellen look crazy.
Yeah, what's she going to do exactly?
She's also, by the way, in Jerry Jones's box.
Right.
So it's not like, she's sitting up there with...
It's just a bunch of rich people. Yeah,
We got to
just... She probably had stock in Halliburton.
Right, yeah. She's, yeah. Her and Jerry are fist bumping.
She may not have known it, but sure she did.
Thank you, W.
Ellen, did you lose any money on the Enron thing that we were both wildly involved in? I mean, come on. Rich people in a box are going to piss people off, but now you just... Settle down, Mark Ruffalo. You're just jealous you didn't get invited into Jerry Jones's box.
Right.
Again, that's the other thing.
Screw that guy. You would go sit in Jerry Jones's box.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Would Mark Ruffalo go?
Would I sit in Jerry Jones's box?
Would you go? Cowboys versus Steelers?
Yes.
Where's your fandom?
Cowboys versus anybody.
Come on. The billionaire, it's the same I do for Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
I'd dress up like Dak Prescott.
You got to wear the Cowboys. You would dress up like Dak Prescott.
I'm hanging out
at your house.
Where's your loyalty?
He's got the rule at his house. He's in Jerry's house.
I'm in Jerry's house. I go up and I'll bring you up in my box and you can enjoy a billionaire lifestyle. All I got to do is wear this shirt with a four on it. You got it, buddy. We're in.
I have honor. I would never.
You're an idiot. You were in Cats and Steakhouses. I'm in that box.
I don't even think they have suites at Lambeau Field.
And look down at Dale and wave.
Yeah,
hey,
Dale.
Johnny!
You get up here, Johnny. I wore the four.
And you wearing that one, your name there?
I am, Dale.
Dale be there in a four jersey as well.
Dale Hellestray, former member of the show, not allowed in the building anymore. For whatever reason, they still haven't figured out.
Man, he's such a nice guy, and they just fired him and tossed him out like garbage.
They kicked him out like he lit some fires and crapped on someone's desk. He's, I don't want to burn any bridges. I'm a nice man. Get out, you piece of crap. Keep walking, Frankenstein.
Is that how his NFL career ended, I wonder?
Well, after 14 years, everybody's like, I'm sick of Hellestray. And now I'm worried.
He's toxic.
I got a text yesterday from our general sales manager. Says she wants to have lunch. I'm like, did I do something wrong? She texts me and she goes, want to go have lunch with me? And then she signed it. And I said, are you sure you've got the right number? That's the first thing I said. Are you sure you got the right number? She said, yes. And then she put her whole name in and like her title. And I'm like, I know who it is. I'm just, there's no way you want to go have lunch with me. She goes, I think it's just time you and I had lunch. I'm like, oh, what did I do?
Uh-oh.
No, it's not. And then a smiley face. She goes, I'm more than just getting mad at people. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
That's all I've seen of you.
There's something going on here. I mean, you're always nice to me, but.
So is that today?
No. I'm very busy till Christmas.
I'll see you at the Christmas party.
Got a lot going on till somewhere around Christmas. We'll see what we can arrange, but I'm swamped. I've got to be honest with you.
We can't meet!
Especially my afternoon. No, I'll meet with her. But Dale texts me this weekend. I don't even know if we're allowed to talk about him, but we'll just call him Hale Delestray. Hale texts me this weekend. He's going to come by the Steelers game, but he couldn't because he has got a gender reveal party to go to.
Shut up.
And I'm like, that is the least manly thing ever. And he goes, you're telling me if it wasn't my daughter, I wouldn't go. And then we got into a discussion.
He's got no pull?
And I said to him, I'm like, gender reveal parties suck for one reason. There's no mystery. There's no disappointment. Everything's happy. So what I kind of want, I came up with,
don't do it,
is the idea of kind of a survivor gender reveal party where the couple has to pick what they want. They want a boy. They want that powder to be blue, and they hit the balloon, and it comes up pink,
goes China,
then the party goers vote on termination.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, it's no fun for anybody.
But the one Dale went to his massive because they paint Dale.
Dale comes out. Baby monster.
Completely naked.
I think they need to stop the gender reveal party.
They're stupid.
Because
what's the
they're assuming that that kid.
Well, beyond the political
correctness. That kid
correctness,
doesn't
right.
know what he.
Well, I like the one that happened over the last week where they were beating that balloon and the balloon didn't break and then it flew away, which tells me before the kid develops a gender, he's going to die in the womb and go to heaven. Because they never found out what it was, but the balloon floated off into the sky, and I laughed for a half hour. But there's no – gender reveal parties have no ending. Everybody's happy. No matter what powder comes out, nobody goes, I'm out.
Hold on. What do you mean they don't have any ending? You want an ending to a birthday party? You want an ending to
– No. I want –
saying if the couple really wanted a boy and it was a girl?
What's the point of the mystery? Yeah. And then they're never disappointed. It's like, yay. Everybody cheers no matter
there's
what
no
the
conflict.
Color – There's no, it's like a, it's like I, the Marvel movies. I know nobody's going to die.
Yeah,
and if they do,
they'll
bring them back.
But I don't know how serious people take them.
They,
I mean, I think everyone
parties.
Tries to guess a lot
of
times.
I'll pull up a reel of guys and their reactions on them.
Yeah.
But you know how some
I
people
want
get
disappointment.
Out of the way.
I want sadness. If it goes the wrong way, there's no wrong way.
No!
Yeah, there's nothing bad that can happen at a gender reveal party. But if, in fact, the couple's like, we're rooting for a girl, we do not want a boy, and that blue powder comes up, I'm like, all right, everybody, we have to write down terminate, don't terminate, and then we just visit at the end when Jeff Probst comes out and goes, that's three for termination, one for non.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to go back to the islands.
Yeah. What I just said.
And then we eliminate the baby from the island.
Dexter says, John, you realize there's an entire country who's gone your way with the reveal party.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's true. But they don't do it like as a celebration.
Could you imagine that sad sack dad that you've had like five girls wanting a boy?
Yeah.
Just keeps happening.
The fifth one.
I would go to that party. It's like,
try
look,
again.
If it's not a boy, if it's not a boy, he's leaving. It's like, holy cow, there's a reason to go to this gender reveal party. But surprisingly,
like the royal family, you must produce.
Right. Surprisingly, Hellestray agreed with me. Like, wow, you're in on my termination idea? These are dumb. Like, I'm with you, Dale. Don't invite people to gender reveal. Nobody wants to go to that.
I can't wait to go to the gender reveal.
Nobody's going to be unhappy no matter what the outcome. Everybody will be fine with girl or boy. Nobody's going to sit and go, man, this is the worst day of my life. There's no intrigue or happy. No, there's nobody's going to be upset. Mm. You've seen a gender reveal party where a guy's just suicidal after it comes up.
I don't know about that.
That's what I want.
I want disappointment or happiness. I don't want just always
happy. Are you kidding me?
What's the point of hitting the balloon and thinking we're happy no matter what happens at the end of this? If a pinata breaks, everybody's happy.
John, you're right. From now on, I think we need to take Ellen to every gender reveal party.
Right. And George Bush.
And George Bush.
We have a little bit of some sort of intrigue in the corner of the party.
Another guy says, John, it wasn't a gender reveal party, but I sat next to the Charles Keating at a Cardinals game once. I hate him for trying to ban porn, but he had seats on the 50-yard line, dude, so I said yes.
You hate him for trying to ban porn, not for bilking every senior citizen in Phoenix out of all their money.
I wasn't aware of the porn thing. Did he try and ban porn?
I hate him twice. You're sitting next to Charles Keating over there and George Bush. You're in the middle. You're in an Instagram death sandwich. I bilked about 400,000 old people out of all their money in the 80s. And ban porn, jerk.
God, I just looked it up. He's wanting to ban porn back in the 50s.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were.
He's got decades of hating porn.
Yeah.
And he built the Phoenician to do that.
Screw that guy.
And then you go to the Phoenician and you're like, this Keating.
I don't want any of that stuff going on.
This Charles Keating was onto it. Have you been to J&G's Steakhouse? Uh-huh. Eric hasn't. They don't allow hats, but it's a nice place. The views are incredible. Sunset, forget it.
If you get a chance, it's probably 20 plus years old. They had the 60 Minutes thing on him when his business was booming, and he basically on the spot. I don't know who it was, Dan Rather or whatever, his secretary. How much are you making right now? She's like $70,000. You know what? You're making $125,000 now. Let's
right
move
there
on,
for Dan. for the cameras. That's pretty. And then he went back and said it was not happening.
What a douchebag!
Oh, he was a douchebag. I remember when I was a kid, there was a big debate on whether or not to change Keating Avenue in Mesa. Because if I was him, I'd want it changed. It was next to an apartment complex called the Haystacks, where every one of my drug addict friends ended up moving into after high school.
His wife was helping design the Phoenician, and they laid all the carpet in the first two buildings, and she comes in, doesn't like it.
Tear it out.
Yep.
They had the cake for it.
Thousands and thousands of yards.
Yeah. That Phoenician was built on the osteoporosis of many, many old people. And you know what? I'm worth it. It's beautiful.
Not liking it.
The pools were worth it. I'd crack a couple old people backs for those pools. That's a nice place. But yeah, you can sit next to Charles Keating and not have people take pictures and say you're best friends with him.
Texting in a follow up, he says Johnny used to come to our tailgate setup and have a beer and some food with us before he went into the game. He'd always give me his ticket when he had an extra one, so I've been multiple times.
Yeah,
great seats.
It would be fun to screw with him though. Like look at porn on your phone. Look at this.
Yeah.
Check this out.
I'll tell you even so far as if Robert Kraft pulled up in that light blue Rolls Royce, I want to take it to a place I know. All right.
Let's go, Bobby.
Okay.
Let's get in. Let's do this. I've never been in a billionaire's car before. This seems great.
You just want to hang out with billionaires.
Of course I do. They live a different world.
Don't?
I just want to see those eyeballs. I want to see what their eyeballs see and do.
Not Jerry Jones.
Come on.
Okay, the McCaskies.
He's fun.
Yeah, I'll do that.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll hang
Jerry
out with
Jones is fun.
I'll hang out the Ricketts.
You know he's good.
Oh, he knows how to throw a party.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a man... Donkey? No. Watch this. I can make it happen. Holy.
In your suite, Jerry?
Not only that, he's former president. Jerry Jones is going to make George W. Bush donk.
With a ball gag.
And I have to do it because I won't be in the box anymore. That's why Ellen's there. That show's crazy. That's my friend Jeff Bowers again. Used to work with a super 100 millionaire. And called me one night and he goes, "This strip club is so different tonight." And I'm like, "Why?" And he goes... Because he was with this 100 millionaire guy. And he goes, "Let me tell you this. There is two sex in the champagne room." I'm like, "There is?" He goes, "Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like this." I'm like, "Yeah, well, it's pretty crazy. And they get it. We don't." I'm hanging out with a billionaire. Doesn't mean you're best friends.
Surprised Mrs. Bowers went to a
she
strip
did
club.
It.
Yeah.
He was at a work function, and it turned into what billionaires do. And he'd never seen it before.
And he confessed.
This is... Oh, yeah. No, that's probably why he had the license plate. Mrs. Bowers.
It was after that. He had to get the plate.
Put your plates on there, lady.
It works.
John, I've gone your route. I've been to two gender reveal parties lately, and I set up big gambling games with hundreds of dollars in cash involved. awesome when the parents are happy, and then you've got other people on the side that are pissed off, but they've got no vested interest.
Now that's
other
it.
Than
if
money.
You want to make it about gambling, then you've got something. It has to be. There has to be
a
line.
Casino night,
high end gambling, casino night, gender reveal. There's something that gives the party goers a reason to be there, other than to watch you guys celebrate whatever outcome it is. Who cares? Nobody cares. Just have just have the word healthy come out of the thing and dust, and I'll be like, yeah, that's all we're really rooting for here.
Alive.
Yeah, alive. Living. Living is good. Don't care what the gender is. This is dumb. Everybody gamble. You get some blackjack tables, and then all of a sudden you have a
there you go. It's an excuse to have a party.
Exactly.
Basically.
Sports book. But make it a fun party. Don't have punch and pink and blue balloons.
If you girly it up, then it sucks.
It's dumb. Donkey. Have a donkey.
We all sit in a circle. We're going to talk about what we hope for in the future.
Talk about names, because now we know it's a girl. I like Emma.
Oh, God. Well, how original.
I like the girl from Twilight.
Oh, crap.
Bella.
This is going to be great. You're such an original lady.
John, I've got the video you're looking for. A buddy of mine who already had a daughter, a wife recorded him as she did the gender reveal party for their second kid.
Yeah.
He instantly frowned and walked off camera as the pink dust was
beautiful.
Revealed.
Doesn't want one. Leaving.
She still posted the video on Facebook.
I want a color reveal party.
Oh.
I want Steve Nash to stand with his wife and have a balloon break and either be white or black dust. Color reveal party would be phenomenal. We're not sure who the father is. Reveal it that way. Do it like on Maury and just have poof, the color of the guy that's the dad.
John, can we get OJ to do a Twitter video from Jerry Jones's suite?
Man,
I don't think he'll be.
I'd go
there.
To the suite with OJ. In fact, it's probably a pretty, like, you have to tell him who your guest is. But if I'm tight
you're
with Jerry,
just getting a plus one.
Hello, Twitter world. Who's this? Hi, OJ. It's John. I've got two tickets to Jerry's suite, and I would like you to go.
Do I have to wear a Dak Prescott jersey?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see if I can get permission first.
I roll in with OJ. Jerry would look at me and go, now the party's starting.
Hide the cutlery.
He brought in juice. Get the plastic knives. What are you going to do? Yeah, I would hang out with Jerry Jones. I hang out with a lot of billionaires. Sounds fun. Whatever you want, dude. That sounds great. Blazarian wants to take me for a ride on the boat. I can play pretend. I love Dan Blazarian for hours on end. Don't care about your story. Let's get a wake-up song. What do you got over there? Oh, I do have to say something before.
What about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, until it started getting weird, I'd hang out with him. Just
everyone else was.
I was just going to say, just like everybody else was. And they even turned a blind eye to it. I might have been more of a whistleblower type. And like, you know, realize that most of these girls here are in sixth grade.
Did you hear that?
Bill Gates. I didn't really know the guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but you went over there five times.
And it was after the charges? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I didn't know.
What about, after the charges?
But I like how they...
And then
you know he's a chomo.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's a billionaire.
I do know he's a chomo.
Yeah.
Probably not going to
do it. Yeah,
Chomo Trump's billionaire.
Barely.
I mean, that is a tight race.
But he's going to take you to space on his ship.
Ah, I'm going to space.
That's his problem,
man. Elon Musk has, like, you get a fly to space with Jeffrey Epstein and a child. And it's just the three of you in there because it's not illegal in space. I'm like, ooh, what's he going to do? I think he's going to have sex with that child. Damn it. Where's the ship land? Mars. Oh! And the parents are cool with it? Not really. Mm.
God. You can't even...
Can my seat face the opposite way? It's space. What are the opportunities? If Chomos mastered space travel first, would we take their technology?
You're an awful person, John.
All right, we're the child molesters of the United States, and look what we've built. Space travel. We can get you to Mars in like a half hour. Ooh, the Chomos have nailed this one. I'm getting on the Chomo bus.
They make all their money the dark web.
I don't know. They're good. They've been hiding a lot. They're good with cash. That's a tough one. And that child molester thing. I don't want to hang out with them, but I do want to go to space. Mm.
I like how they report on the one time that Gates went over to his house and Epstein's daughter was there too, 15-year-old daughter. Referring that Gates was going there
for the lady.
Because the daughter was there.
That's tough.
That's a tight one. The situation.
But that's they are saying he went after the
charges. Yeah, you can't do that. Once it's known, you got to wipe your hands, just like Pharrell's doing. Once it's like, ooh, this is bad now, I better say I don't like this.
Unless nobody told Bill. Maybe he's so rich he doesn't know what's going on.
Be in that
world.
Bubble.
All right, I know for a fact this.
Not knowing news bubble.
I didn't see after they questioned him about it. If he brought up how much money he gives to charity at all in the interview, then he knew.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it's pretty assumed that he's guilty, but he's still accused. He died before the process happened, right?
Distance yourself from
him. Here we go.
Michael Jackson,
Brady. OJ's innocent of murder.
Right.
But you go to dinner with him and people are like, you're with a murderer. It's you that's going to take the heat for that. You pull away. If you, and I've known you for a long time.
They're saying I fingered a kid.
I'm like, well, we can't be friends until they straighten this out.
Yeah, if I'm Gates at the time and that came out, you'd think, well, I better not go.
But he's innocent until proven guilty, Brady.
Right, maybe that's what
you
Gates
would stand
was
by
saying.
Him if he was your friend and you didn't know.
The only reason I would do that if I believed he was innocent.
Yeah, but you.
But this he, in this case,
from I what know, he just told you, he is.
Yeah, yeah. If you had a friend for years, for 40 years,
what if,
and
like,
you never knew that.
What if I'm being accused. I'm being. You're so gone.
Then
there's going to be a.
Tell me the story. Are you guilty?
No. I don't know why they're lying about it. I don't know why they're lying to me about this. It's terrible.
130 charges were thrown in.
I got blood under my fingernails.
Tell me about how come so many.
I'm wearing one of the kids' scalps. I don't know what's going on.
Well, look, good luck, man. But I can't. I'm really
That's
busy.
That's your friend of all these
I'm really
years.
Busy
Brady,
right
we've
now.
Been tight for a long time. You'd be so gone on me. They could accuse me of stealing snow cones and Brady wouldn't talk to me anymore.
You want to golf? No, I can't.
Did you steal snow cones from a little league? I no. I don't buy it. I'm out. You didn't even believe me when I told you that I was a foot and a half away from the hole yesterday.
I'm not so sure I even believe that story. Now I don't know what to believe.
Exactly. You'd be gone. And don't feel bad about yourself. Me too. Out, baby.
The guy just died in prison for no reason.
Who? Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. I'm sure he wasn't guilty at all.
No, he wasn't way
We're not going to watch him for a while.
Too much toxic masculinity in that prison, and he couldn't take it.
All you guys do is talk bad about women.
So he hung himself.
Funny how that story is, like, dead in the water.
Yeah, well, he's dead in the water, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, we kind of got justice.
Yeah, but just the old
but
guard
the other
not
stuff,
being there.
All that other stuff that could be coming out,
yeah,
you know, and that's why they want to continue
the All the other people that were doing whatever it is that was going on are kind of like quietly being, it's okay now.
It's the steroid list.
They killed him.
Still out there.
The Clintons killed him. They kill, and they're good at it, and they're right to do it.
They're really good at it.
Yeah, they're great at it. And that was wise. That was a smart thing to do.
But even the media is not bringing it up anymore.
No, because the Clintons will kill them too.
Anybody talks about this again, and you meet the doom of me. And you don't even want my wife out of her cage. She'll kill everybody.
Yeah, maybe we should probably shut up, I guess.
I'm not shutting about nothing.
I think the Clintons did it too.
There's so many people that could have done it.
I know. I think they were in on, not the killing, I think they were in on the parties. Woo, underage girls. I think that's happened.
Oh, they were in on the
party. I think he was in on it.
He had a lot of great parties, apparently.
Yep, and a big oil painting of Bill Clinton in a dress. So, they were tight. Chomos in space, though, that's a tough one. So long as they're not doing anything bad up in the vast, weightlessness, dark space, I'll go. And I just want, I don't know.
You could beat him up in slow-mo when you're like.
I don't even know if I want to do that. I just want to enjoy space. I just want to enjoy space. Why does everything have to have contentiousness? Why did Mark Ruffalo just show up? Can't I just go in
space?
Well,
if
with
he's
them?
Touching the kid.
Oh, if there's a kid up there, yeah. You can't keep. I would. If
it's
he starts
you,
going.
Me and 10 girls.
And he looks at me and he goes, and now the space rapes. I'm like, all right, I got to put a stop to this. I was just enjoying space.
Here you are looking out the window.
Here I am.
And
look
around.
At the vastness of it. What are you doing? I'm having sex with a child. I'm a child molester. That's what I do when we're in space. We paid for it. You knew the consequences. I got to beat you up. I got a space. I'm like Han Solo now. I got to space save you. But mashing a chomo up in the thing. You're going to crash the boat.
It's not a boat.
Yeah, it is. It's a ship.
Okay.
Spaceship. It's a boat. It's an Oldsmobile of space.
It's legal in space.
Yeah. But I don't see any laws up here. Besides, aging is different when you're in space. You actually get younger. That's what they say. So we took this 18-year-old, and we're going to float her around up here until she's 16. It's what do you got on the big board? Oh, yeah, so what did you say? This guy says, Raul says, hey, it's that time of year again. Can I get a birthday shout-out for Raul Rivera? I also would like Surfacing by Slipknot as the wake-up song. Thank you. Keep doing what you do. Raul, happy birthday, Raul. No.
Wow, he wants two things.
I know.
What a needy you got your prick.
One or the other. Either we play Slipknot and wish you a terrible birthday, or a happy birthday and no song for you. You're overdoing it.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
I will say happy birthday, Raul. Enjoy today's wake-up song, which isn't the one you want.
Wake-up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Sell your house with us. We got discounts for KUPD listeners. Get in touch with us, ELOteam.com. Fill out the form, and we got you. Always got the egg in the throat again.
Yum.
Lung eggs.
That was an omelet.
Oh.
Godsmack's going to be here tomorrow, so Godsmack and Hailstorm at Comerica. Also have Static X up here, Tool, Motorhead. Why don't we do Hailstorm? I get off. I don't know if you could do that song anymore either.
Toxic Masculinity.
Yeah.
From Lizzie.
She apologized.
Did she say she was? Oh, good. Somebody has to say something about it. Yeah, nobody, by the way, nobody recognized Indigenous Peoples Day yesterday. Everybody I talked to said it's Columbus Day. I don't think the message is out.
There was a couple of...
I saw a bunch of Native Americans posting stuff.
Wait, did you?
Yeah. A lot of it is like memes of Indians flipping off everybody.
Good. And you're right. Good for you, Indigenous Peoples Day. Because yesterday at the Biltmore Golf Course, my friend's son's there, and I'm like, why aren't you in school? And he goes, Columbus Day. And I'm like, it's Indigenous Peoples Day, Matthew. Oh, whatever. Nobody's getting it. Nobody's really understanding that.
There was somebody that, I don't know if it was just a meme or like a picture, a Christopher Columbus statue that threw blood all over it. And it said, you know, stop celebrating genocide.
Yeah, a couple of them got, there's a couple of Columbus
kind of makes sense. I could see why people would be
smeared.
Yeah. Upset with.
Be a little upset with the fact that that's exactly what happened. It is not a quality representation of discovery. But it was a different time, and that's how you got stuff back then. You rolled in, you liked the house, you slaughtered everybody in it, and you kept it for your own.
Yeah.
And that used to be called the Great Conqueror. That's how things worked.
The Trump campaign did a little trolling yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Happy Indigenous Peoples Day, Pocahontas. We hope you're celebrating all 1,024th of your heritage with your favorite recipe from Pow Wow Chow. Is that really him?
That's from the 354,000 followers. This is the official campaign tweet.
That Trump war room.
It's a picture of Elizabeth Warren down there talking about being Indian. All right. I still have a sense of humor in 2019. That's hilarious.
That's my question is he going to keep bringing it up whenever they debate?
Yes, because she brought it up in the first place. She should be kicked down the stairs over and over for it. That is hilarious. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day, Pocahontas, is nine directions of insulting. That's still funny. Oh, man, that's a good one. Nice job. I like a good old-fashioned kick. All right, you got that Hailstorm already?
Go ahead. Yeah, download it because it's not in our system.
Yeah, the Indigenous Peoples Day thing's not – and I don't think it's fair. It's to me, it's the same thing they did when they renamed Squaw Peak after Lori Piestewa, because that was just a pandering moment to say, we need somebody, a Native American. They were almost like they were rooting for one to die so they could rename that mountain. And they did it before they had any details of how it happened. Not to say that, you know, she didn't deserve something, but to rename an entire mountain after somebody and then find out, well, it wasn't exactly like we found it. Like the Tillman things. Like, this is not the story that was actually real to sell a war. And this was to sell the...
Took a wrong turn.
They were just mad that they had Piestewa, or Squaw, and so they had an Indian name on there, so we need an Indian to replace it with, so you basically changed Whore Mountain to Piestewa Peak, which is pandering and awful. Give Lori a street or something. Give her something like that. But don't do that, because that's like saying, we've got Whore Mountain. We're saying it in a bad language. Can we get one of the people who speaks that language to die? It's the same thing they're doing with Indigenous Peoples Day. Pandering. You want to give Indians a day? Give them their own day.
Let them pick it.
See, we want like August 23rd.
Okay.
And then they get to do, like, only Indians get that day off. And alcohol is, like, free. You think they wouldn't go for it? I would. I'd be dressed up like Elizabeth Warren trying to get myself a little.
Yeah, everybody'd be pulling out their 23andMe.
Have a feather in
their. Look at this.
How much do I have to be? Because I'm 1,983rd, whatever that says. Chickasiki?
Elizabeth Warren's just, she was saying what every college girl says.
Every one of them.
You know, I've got Cherokee in me.
My first girlfriend had high cheekbones, and that's all she attributed it to her seventh great uncle, Cherokee Indian, chief cheekbones.
Chief cheekbones. I'm 1/10 Cherokee.
You don't know that. What other, was the
only time it matters if you're enough to where you get money.
Yeah.
Right. What are the other nine?
I don't know. Irish and something.
Why is it?
Because I got cheekbones.
We all have cheekbones. Doesn't make us Indians. Open those giant cheekbones.
My wife is telling my daughter that too, because
she's Indian.
My wife's got, you know, little, her grandpa was enough to get the money.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I don't know the numbers. I don't know the stats.
Swindler is what he is.
Yeah. So then, he was in the military and everything.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she's telling my daughter this too. What is the percentage breakdown here? So now she's got like 5%.
Yeah,
I don't know
it's
where we're
less
at.
Less every time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Check
exactly.
Check that percentage.
Yeah.
It could be in the money.
No, no way.
No. You can't.
That little lily white kid wandering around telling everybody she's an Indian is worth a boot.
I might put her through the uprights if she came in and said, well, my Native American heritage, I'm going to have to kick you.
Like, don't tell her that.
Look at my cheekbones.
Because you know kids will go to school and like tell people now.
And tell like a bright red Indian. You know, I'm also Indian.
I'm sorry, lady. I had to kick your child. You've made my kid Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. Dang.
Here to pick up my scholarship check.
I, too, am a member of the tribe.
Okay, bye.
You live in Chandler.
She's got more Irish in her than
she's got a lot of Irish in her. That kid is Lily. It doesn't count anymore. Yeah. And even if you can get the money, if you're just like 1% over the mark and they're just looking at you, shaking their head every time they hand you money.
Hey, I'd take it. Government screws you constantly.
Oh, I'd take it.
You get that money when you can.
I'd gladly take it, but you're kind of screwing the Indians, but whatever.
Hey, that's the number.
It's like 31%.
Stat.
I know. That's the line everybody agreed to, but 31% or so.
It's higher than that, isn't it? I thought it was over 50.
No. I'm taking a shot. I don't think
so. I thought it was lower.
Is it lower?
I don't know. Maybe.
All the natives are going to be texting in.
Yeah,
they know.
Tell us, what is it?
They
natives?
Know exactly.
What's the price where Whitey starts stealing your cash again?
You sons of bitches made it 18%. Peter Paul. Robbery. Well, don't the tribes actually come up with the number, I would imagine?
No, I don't know.
I don't know how this thing
works.
No way.
The government
does. You would
think
they have some control over that.
I've never looked into it, and I never will. Somebody wants to tell me, I'll believe you.
Somebody will message us.
You have to be 42% Chuck Saul. I thought it was like 11%. Right.
If it's 11%,
no way,
I'm
Brady.
Getting tested.
We're in the money.
We all might qualify if it's 11.
Is it prorated by percentage? It's like, because if I'll go down there, it's like you get $18 a month. I'd do it just to make them write the check. Because you're 10.8%. I get prorated. Like if you're 90%, 99%, you get a big check. If you're 11, it's like a class action lawsuit. There's 12 cents. Jackass, quit showing up.
Every tribe has its own criteria for mandatory percentage. Usually goes to 25 or up.
Yeah, so you got to be immediate. Your tree has to only have a couple branches.
I think I
do be able to claim.
I can do some working out and get up to that 25.
You think?
I don't think that's how that works out, John.
It's a 0.25, right? Just
I don't know.
Take some. They think it's a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
0.25. That's mine.
What?
98.
No way.
K-U-R-V.